This is a commentary on Ann Tyler's Dig into America, and more specifically a passage that runs from page 141 until page 143. What initially drew me to this passage was the slightly gimmicky use of language where Farah jumps between Farsi and English, triggered by the use of different things like vigorvites in English or the name of a cousin in Farsi to put her back in, only to be drawn back out by Vancouver. And with this hybridity that obviously is within the language, got me thinking about what is the natural language here. Is it the Farsi and English is ripping her out of that? Or is it a more even balanced jump back and forth? Also, is this in between, this go-between, is it violent or is it a smooth transition that she goes back and forth? And finally, why does the section kind of end there with Miriam having to correct her English with all of these things such as format, where it should be doormat, and the push-off, which Miriam doesn't correct, but it does say she held her tongue, suggesting she knew what was wrong and there was something wrong there. With some of these questions still in my head as I looked around farther around this passage, I then looked at the family importance and the physical resemblance being so important for Miriam to recognize Farah and say, yes, this is who I'm with. You know, she wants to, at that scene in the airport, not know her for a second. Then she sees the eyes and the nose and the hair that reminds her of her grandmother and says, no, this is family. This is, I'm tied to her. And why is physical importance so important, especially in a novel that deals with adoption on one level in terms of what is so important about family and what innate things are there that tie them, when certainly it's not Farah's over-the-top Iranian-ness kind of that Miriam so strongly rejects. That actually pushes them farther apart, and yet it's the family resemblance that pulls them back together. And what is Ann Tyler saying with this? What is important and what should be valued? Along with that, the phone calls that get relayed. And do we trust Ann Tyler's comment that maybe it was just survivor guilt that causes Farah to keep calling? Or is there some joy in it? And along with that, does Miriam enjoy and seems to value hearing the stories told, not just word for word, but the voices in their important things and all these characteristics that remind them of home, which they pretend not to want to be reminded of in a way? And so what is that hybridity and what's going on there? Finally, I would like to talk about this passage in reference to the character of Miriam, who more and more as the novel progresses becomes the central character, with the last scene focusing solely upon her. Here it's still in transition, though, and we're not aware of all the significance of what's going on with her. I wonder at this point of, is this a case of Miriam rejecting both sides, not being quite American but also not being Iranian? But is Farah Iranian here in her dress that's too exotic even for Tehran, and this language that jumps back and forth? What role is Miriam really rejecting temporarily and being passive to? And also, even though she knows the language better than Farah does and able to correct her, later on there's a scene where Dave comments upon how her English isn't as good as it appears to be. And so here, are we supposed to see her commenting on the language because it's shoring up her American identity, or does it just come naturally? Do we read this as a false moment or as a true one where she really does value the language and the grammar and the idioms as being something important, or as something that just proves her to be more native than Farah? Finally, I'd love to talk about scenes of arrival, because this one, she is arriving on the plane into New England, but it's not as momentous as the other ones. And yet, clearly Ann Tyler's interest in that moment when you first get off the plane, and also the ride home from the plane, and what happens there, these interactions between people who haven't seen each other either forever before or for a very long time. How do we take these? What is occurring here? Is it something more true, like the Farsi being bottled up and rushing out? Are these scenes of arrival and meeting somehow more valid and true than scenes where people have had time to settle in and retreat back into their old identities? What is the scene of arrival, and how do we look at it? How do we understand it? Thank you.